Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Dry weather this fall and winter may have some consequences in your home landscape this spring. Your trees, young and old, will need some extra attention, and that means getting some good water on them to help them thrive this spring. Nebraska Extension instructor Dana Freeman talks about proper methods to get your trees the water they need on today's Almanac.
So we've had a dry fall and winter, and even though we might be getting some water this spring, our trees are still showing signs of drought stress. That can look like trees that are slow to leaf out, trees with leaves that are smaller than usual, or even show some tip dieback. So there are still some things that you can do to help your trees fight this drought stress. That will include supplemental watering and mulching. But before we get the hose out, it's important to think about and determine how much water our trees really need. Because overwatering is just as problematic as underwatering. So to check the soil moisture, we'll use a long screwdriver or a soil probe. And what we want to do is stick that soil probe into the ground 6 to 9 inches, because that's where most of the absorbing roots are. If we pull that out, kind of like sticking a toothpick in a cake batter, and the soil is moist, then it's probably okay and we don't need to water. But if we stick that soil probe in there and we either can't get the soil probe down 6 to 9 inches or it's dry and dusty, then we probably need to add some supplemental watering. So we'll water new and young trees a little bit differently than our mature trees. When we're watering our young trees, what we want to do is think about establishing deeper roots. And that will look like potentially using a 5-gallon bucket with a 1/4-inch hole in the bottom. You can estimate how much water a tree needs by using 10 gallons of water for each inch of trunk diameter. That means a 2-inch diameter tree would need about 20 gallons of water. So if you're using your 5-gallon bucket, that's 4 5-gallon buckets. As we think about watering our mature trees, even though they have larger roots, they still need help when it's this dry outside. So what we want to do is, instead of using the 5-gallon bucket, we'll use a soaker hose, and we can spiral that in a pattern kind of near the tree's canopy. Then what you do is turn on your water and kind of let it run for an hour, and then come back and recheck using your soil probe. You may need to keep going and water just until you get until that top 6 to 9 inches of soil is moist. Another thing, you can't just rely on water alone. Mulching is something that we can do that's pretty easy and that can really help our landscapes. So adding 2 to 4 inches of an organic wood chip mulch is a great way to support your trees during periods of drought. A common mistake that we often see is that folks rely on their lawn irrigation systems to provide water and think that's enough for their trees. But watering deeply for turf is only 4 to 6 inches, wherein that's not enough for our tree roots, as we've talked about. Prioritizing watering your woody trees is a great way to keep your landscape healthy and sustainable, even during these periods of drought and challenging growing conditions. For more information, check out your local extension office and they'd be happy to help you out.
Remember, your trees have vastly different water needs than your turf. Just because your grass is green doesn't mean your trees have had enough water. So take a look at your trees this weekend and follow these tips to make sure they're getting the water they need. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.